Hello and welcome to your five for today. Money is something that oils the wheels of commerce, whether that is the economic relationship between nations or the daily personal needs which we all have. Yet increasingly we are not seeing money change hands, as so often we use credit or debit cards and the transactions are enacted somewhere else. A lot of payments these days are made by the faster payment method of direct bank transfer. We come face to face with our money when we read our bank statement, whether online, on the app, or in paper form. Also, when we realize how much we have spent on a credit card, much of it we may have forgotten, but the statement of what is owed is clear and sometimes harrowing. Credit cards are simply a way of deferring payment on goods and services for a few weeks. Sadly, some just pay off the minimum payment each month and incur interest rate debts that just keep on increasing. Many people use the stock markets as a means of making money, and it is often easy to make quite considerable sums, but only if the stocks, shares and bonds increase in value. My mother received free of charge 412 shares in Halifax Bank of Scotland when the building society demutualized. She had a savings account with Halifax which entitled her to those shares. When she died, those shares reverted to my father, and as I had the responsibility for managing his finances, I did point out that the shares had risen to over £11 a share. I also let him know that what goes up can come down. Thankfully, he decided to sell the shares and received roughly £4,500. That was just before the great financial crisis of 2008. The crisis hit a number of financial institutions, and one of them was Halifax Bank of Scotland. As we know, share prices in that bank dropped like a stone and have never recovered to anywhere near what they were before the financial crisis. Great care needs to be taken in any financial transaction. Thankfully, my mother never had to pay for the shares, and so even if they had become worthless, my father would not have lost anything. The Bible indicates very clearly that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil and can lead to lying, deceiving, theft, and even more heinous crimes. The story is told in the Bible of a man who had great wealth. He was a landowner and had bumper crops. He had so much he didn't know what to do with all his wealth. He decided it was time to retire. He would build bigger barns and hoard up his goods and live off the proceeds for the rest of his days. However, he had no more days because, having made the decision to take his ease, that very night he died. His soul was required, and the question is asked, who will own the wealth then? In the life of Jesus, two people wanted to see him urgently. One was a younger man who wanted to know how to gain eternal life. He was told that it was total commitment to the will of God in following Jesus. But the man turned his back on the Lord and never seems to have received eternal life. The other man received Jesus joyfully and truly followed the Lord. He gave away half of all he possessed to poor people because meeting Jesus had changed him into being a generous person. He also restored with interest any money he had taken falsely from people. Following Jesus changed him from being selfish to caring, from being grasping to giving. His priorities were changed, and so it should be for us. Let us be determined to make money our servant and not our master, and to trust Christ for our every need. May God richly bless you.